Alright, this is Pure Decking for Thursday, June the 16th. Dear God, let's hope the recorder box doesn't crash. We've got a full crowd tonight. We've got RU, BSV, Heavy, Suave, and Tack. So, it's just like I Have Nothing, but without the rules. So,
hey, whoa, there are rules on I Have Nothing?
Yeah, you all actually, we actually have to announce in the chat when we want to talk, and then you call on people? Versus here where we just kind of do the Fox
Nazis!
News thing and yell at each other.
Fucking Nazis!
So, anyways.
I just have something to say before we go on with the show.
Yeah, go
fuck
nuts.
Fuck Boston!
What?
Fuck Boston, man.
Okay.
Burn Quebec.
Yeah, Boston was a crappy band.
Sorry, the reason for that non-joke this morning is that, you know, we very rarely get to take the piss out of Canadians for being stupid, but riding after a hockey match, fucking stupid.
But we take the piss out of Suave all the time. What are you talking about?
I'm totally fine. You guys can make fun of him all you want. I think it was horrible behavior on our part. Although, to be fair, we generally riot every year around the Stanley Cup. Whether we win or lose, there's going to be a riot.
Well,
I don't understand that at all. You'd never see someone British doing that.
So you say. Let's see.
But football matches, they never become violent. They're the icons of peace and brotherhood.
Yeah. There's just rows and rows of Buddhist monks there.
Yeah.
I thought I had some tracks picked out, but I don't remember which ones. Oh, no. So when we come time for the break, we're just going to play some random track, and it may or may not be any good.
All right.
We got one picked out, so we'll have that for the break. Well, first of all, a little bit of station news. This is RU and Tack prodding me to go nuts. Anybody who hasn't seen it yet, the website has been redesigned since I've already gotten notified by both of our listeners that they've seen it. I think that would be everybody. So, but it's now very blue.
Yeah. All right. Good job.
Well, you know, those two listeners, they get the word out to everybody else, because, as we've said before, this is the show of record on the internet. So,
yeah.
Until it's said on Pure Decking, it hasn't been said. So, anyways, Knox is messaging me. If he wants in the call, that's a bit late. Good,
yes,
to wedge
but,
me in. No, Knox, we're not.
I would say it's a lot easier to read. It's well laid out, and there's 8 Flash Player now, so if you don't feel like using your mobile device you just want to pull it up and do a quick job of looking at it, then go ahead.
I've been intending to get that Flash Player on there from day one, and I just hadn't sat down to do it. I had somebody prodding me to do that, as opposed to, you know, rebuilding the broadcast box, which is apparently on its last legs, as we lost last week's show, or last Tuesday's show.
Yep.
But
that is not happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was by far the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah, those are some awesome predictions you made, Suave, too. So we'll have to see if those come true or not. I do have a new broadcast box being built. It's it's a laptop. And I say new, it's actually like a 6-year-old laptop, but the thing's a trooper and it's still in pretty good shape. So
it's new enough.
It'll work. that'll be the motto of everything we do on the station. Well, that might work. probably, kind of.
All jokes aside, we're really getting some serious work done.
Oh,
yeah.
We're trying.
Yeah.
I'd like to throw some thanks to Tack. You know, definitely getting in there and working around on the box a lot. You know, getting the audio done up for us, real nice.
The only sad part is because I made a stupid decision when I set up, you know, the broadcast software the first time. We're gonna lose most of that.
All right.
So
I can redo it. It's nothing too complicated.
Well, yeah, we'll see where it ends up. And that said, you know, when you guys go in there to admin the box, if there's a track that you don't like that just everybody hates, don't take it out of the library. fucking delete it so it doesn't come back, because it might accidentally get re-added at some point if we're not careful. So,
yeah, I was listening to stream on the ride home, and there's definitely going to have to be a time when I can sit in front of the machine and pull some stuff.
Yeah, I've been working 4 hours a night listening to the stream to make sure everything's running right, and there's definitely some I'm going to be pulling out of there, but...
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
retagging and stuff.
Well, the part of the problem is I've been attacking Creative Commons sites and just yanking in everything and then dumping it into the player without actually listening to any of it first. Part of this comes from the problem that I'm really busy. So it's actually probably really bad practice just to throw random tracks on the air. But if we do accidentally get a recording of like a porn site or something just lumped in with somebody's torrent, that would be hilarious. So.
Yeah, I think that'll just add to the station.
I think so too.
Not unheard of.
So, but you know, it's like,
anything off LimeWire.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to avoid that. I know several radio stations. I know several people who worked at radio stations, and I've talked to them about my setup, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you know what we do for requests is we just have LimeWire or FrostWire or actually back one guy he said Napster, like the original one. It's like, yeah, we just
wow.
have that going, and yeah. somebody made a request. If we didn't have it, we'd just go get it." And it's
some professional stations doing that.
Yeah, and I actually know several club DJs who do the same damn thing. They don't bother to buy their music anymore. They just go get it. Especially if somebody makes a request, they just pull up their, you know, they just get their 3G off their phone or whatever and go pull it down so they can play it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty
funny.
Yeah,
that's the way it is. Actually, apparently, Apple has some sort of a pirate tax now. If you pay $25 a year, you can use their cloud service, and they will take any track on your machine and mirror it.
I don't know that that's really a pirate tax. I think it's just they're giving you online storage. And I looked at it a little bit. I'm not really all that interested in it because I'm already solved this problem for myself. But pretty much the idea is like, oh, you've got two iPads, an iPhone, an iPod Touch, and, you know, 20 MacBooks. Of course, that's what you're buying if you do what Steve Jobs tells you to do, which is what I assume most Apple heads do. But so, you know, when they've got all these crazy, you know, devices, then they've got everything they bought on iTunes. The idea is you can sync it all up to their servers and then use that to kind of sync all your stuff through their servers. But they're not being, you know, you don't have to have bought it on their store. You can upload anything. And they're apparently getting it licensed. And I don't get that. You know, Amazon didn't license to do this, but, you know, it's like if you're storing music, you have to go talk to the labels. I don't get that.
Like I said, I think it's just a preemptive thing from Apple, and they're just saying, hey, look, we'll charge you $25 a year, and
well,
you get something for stolen music.
Well, okay, but this raises a great question, especially with this group. I occasionally play around with a sequencer and a looper. Nothing spectacular, but I do occasionally play around. But TAC actually does a much better job at playing around with the sequencer and the loopers and actually puts some lyrics on it. Because he's got
more time doing it.
Yeah, well, he's got the balls to actually put some lyrics on it, too. So I'll yell at a microphone all day long, but I can't sing. You know, so he's put out some awesome stuff. Why should some record company get paid because I happen to store, I don't know, Screensaver on some Apple service so I can get at it on my phone?
Right. Yeah, they're assuming that the music you're storing is all licensed and paid for.
Well, I mean, it's like the station.
If you didn't pay anything for it and it's Creative Commons, then they're making money for nothing.
Right, and
it's
like they're claiming they own the genre of music, and that bothers me. That bothers me
a lot.
That's
why Dropbox is a great free choice. I mean, just do your, you know, free options, and you're good to go.
As I said, I've already solved this problem, so I'm not terribly interested in paying Apple $25 a month for something I don't need. But But moving on, yeah, the station. Of course, the goal has always been to curate awesome Creative Commons stuff from around the web and play it, and you know, just have it ready to go. And as we get going here, it'll be better and better. So, you know, I guess we'll have to come up with an official title for some people looking for content. I just guess we'll go with something with horrible connotations and call them talent scouts.
Oh.
Yeah. Kicking the
like
balls. So, yeah, Galaxy 15 talent scout. My God, can you imagine? I need to make a shirt. We've got the satellite logo. I've already got some ideas. I'm going to work up some wallpapers and a logo, and
awesome.
We'll probably set up a Cafe Press store. No, there's better ones out there than Cafe Press. But actually, we probably will, because I think we're going to come up with some fun stuff. But help actually fund
the
station.
Proper stuff screen printed now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which is what you want, not that crappy transfer stuff.
No, because that stuff falls apart for one thing. But
And you can do white shirts.
Yeah. No, I'd like to do black shirts actually, since our logo, that satellite logo we're using is a white logo. So that on a white shirt would look like shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But so that, and I guess I'm probably going to end up putting up a PayPal box or a Bitcoin donation box or something, because I've done the math, right, and it's going to cost me about $60-$65 bucks a month to run the station. So
right.
If we get that back in putting up a little store and a donation box, I'm happy. I'm not looking to make money. I'm just looking to break even, right? Because it's a hobby. Mm-hmm. And right now it's costing me money, and I don't have any delusions that I'm going to get anything back from the donation box anytime soon. So
that's not a square one plan.
No.
Well, I do have an idea to get our name on a little bit, but this is up to the group. I can go and register an event at Gen Con, and we could theoretically do a live recording and see if people would want to come to it. Just make it
I have nothing
event.
Live. Oh, God.
I would totally do that, and I have no problems fronting and hosting the entire event.
One problem is, so
how do you do the number
we're
system?
Probably not going to be able to have enough bandwidth to do a live show.
No. We may not be able to stream it over the station, but we can do a box with a mixer and microphones.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we can record
do it as a rebroadcast.
Yeah.
It's totally possible to do if we wanted to do one, but that's not for pure decking discussion.
Yeah, yes, I think that needs to be done off air.
yeah.
Just to make.
But I brought that up as just to get the name out of the station kind of an idea. There's things that are in the works and so that kind of stuff will happen.
I figure we'll just say something horrible about Lulzsec and point it out to them. That'll get us in the news, right?
Yeah, right.
But anyway, with station news too, there is another show being worked on at the moment that should be coming out in towards the end of the year. Anyway, let's just say that. Totally different news show coming to Galaxy 15. It's unique in every way.
Well, while we're talking about this kind of stuff, and I don't care to ask this one on the air, do we want to set up an IRC channel? I've gone back and forth on that of whether or not I actually care.
We have done that in the past, actually, and nobody ever actually used it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That's because it was really just us. If we can actually start getting viewers involved in the IRC channel, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, you need a listener base first. Say if they were setting up a forum or anything.
Well, I'm just thinking, do we want to risk not grabbing it and then have somebody else set it up? Because that kind of thing never seems to end well.
And see, all you people out there listening thought running your own radio station would be fun.
Yeah, that's what
just
I thought.
Turn on and play some music, don't you?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Anyways. Because then you get RU on your back saying, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it.
Yeah. I have no discernible talent with a machine. You need to fix it.
Whoa, somebody outside has got some ridiculous subwoofers. Is that coming through on my mic? Can you all hear that?
No, not at all.
No, okay. I think we're good.
Good. I was worried about that there, because it's like, oh, look, your trunk's rattling. That's cute.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you install your sound system properly,
Oh, I always laugh at those rattling vehicles. They're just shaking their cars apart.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? I mean, there's no way a system with that kind of bass sounds good in the car. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in them. It doesn't. It's... I had a sub in a car a long time ago, but I had it tuned properly.
Right.
It's always funny when you see them cruising down the road and their engine packs in. just vibrating like fuck.
Well, it's like, a $200 car and a $5,000 sound system, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty tragic.
The best. Oh, no. The guy that I saw that did the best with, he had the box of sheet metal screws, and he's literally going in just sheet metal screwing his car back together after it shook apart.
No, I have a much better one. A buddy I used to work with went out and bought it was a secondhand car, a sports car worth about $22,000. Then he had a $10,000 stereo inserted into it and decided to crank it for display for everyone. On the building site one day, and he's getting louder and louder and louder. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And then parts of the car start falling off where it had been in a massive car accident before and was filled with lead and bog.
Oh.
Yeah, and all this rust and shit just fell out of the car.
That's how you test it before you buy your cars, right? You just come in there and point the subwoofers at it and see if it shakes to pieces. So, actually, it's even funnier. We get them around here because we actually have a lot of people that come up from Mexico around here. And they only speak English if you give them a pack of cigarettes, by the way. You do that, they speak perfect English. If you're not giving them something, you know, it's yo no hablo inglés. But, you know, if you happen to speak a little bit of Spanish, that helps too. But
I'll have to remember that when I'm going through the airport, the TSA.
Yeah, just say no hablo inglés, and they'll think you're Mexican and just let you right in. It helps if you say your name is Pablo and you have like 14 kids. I'm sorry. That joke went way too far.
Bad morps.
Bad. Smacking the wrist. There we go. The thing I was going to say is we see them going around here. You know, they're all thugged out, right? But they don't have rap playing because these days, at least in this town, when you see people going down the street thudding to rap, it's white kids. And it's like, what the hell? But the funniest thing is when you see the Mexican guys going around thudding with like full on mariachi music.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
It's rare. Awesome. But it's rare, but we had a guy who was doing that for the longest time in this town. And it's just every time you see him, you try not to die laughing because he looks like he will fucking kill you, right? I mean, you know, if it weren't for the fact that he's playing mariachi music on that kind of a system with a sub, it's like there's no bass in the music. What the hell is thudding? But it's the funniest damn thing.
And see, I've never really heard mariachi music apart from movies. So for me, it's just going to be a whole different level of lulls.
Yeah, you're either going to follow, you're either going to have the time of your life or get your ass killed. I'm not sure which.
I believe I'll be shot.
That's the spirit.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that lucky.
Hey, Mr. Black Man, you're not Italian. Why are you talking with hands? Oh, that's gang signs? I'm definitely in the wrong part of town.
That's when you really crank up the accent and say, and you know, go for your full-on best...
That's not on wife.
Yeah, that. I almost called him Hank. What was it, Paul Hogan? I almost called him Hank Hogan. And where am I getting this shit? Why am I calling? We're just going to call him that from now on because it's a better name.
All you got to do is remember. I did it for the lulls. There you go. I mean, just, you know, that's it. Yeah. They'll let you go.
They'll immediately arrest him and put him to work hacking for the FBI.
Yeah, I got this large caliber bullet wound for the lulls.
Oh, that will end well. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, what we got? About 10 minutes before the break here. What's the game you guys been playing?
Oh, we've actually tried out a couple of the... Steam recently came out with 5 free-to-play games. Most of them are MMOs. And they're actually... some of them are pretty good. We've played 2 of them so far. One of them is Spiral Knights, which is definitely something we're probably going to end up having to ignore because it's one of those ones that's almost unplayable unless you pay money.
Oh, yeah.
There's a finite amount you can play without paying.
Yeah, like everything works off this energy. Like you need energy to go down into an instance. You need energy to revive. You need energy to upgrade your gear, and you have to pay for this energy. That's really the only way to top it off, other than waiting for it to slowly refill.
Yeah, it takes 22 hours for it to fully refill.
As long as you don't have to be logged in during that time.
Well, you can deplete that in like an hour of playtime. So
it's like you make an account and you don't touch it for a month. You play for a couple of days and you don't touch it for another month. And yeah, I've seen games like that too. It gets old very fast.
Yeah. The other one that we just started playing here is Forsaken World, and it's an MMO. They pretty much ripped off WoW directly, although the graphics are a bit better.
Mm. So the best way to describe it is it's an MMO.
God, I was playing WoW before I had flat screen monitors. It's not going to be that hard to have something with better graphics.
Basic
fantasy.
Yeah, it's got a really great selection of classes and races and
it's got a very unique visual
professions
style to
and
it.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. It looks like it's going to be one of the better ones out there.
Yeah, I keep toying with the idea of setting up a private WoW server for me and some friends because I don't want to get back into the game.
Don't say that on air.
Well, okay, no, it would be local LAN. It wouldn't be on the internet, right? Because it's when you put it on the internet that you get in trouble, right? Right? Oh, it's copyright infringement. Fuck. This is why we want all open source and Creative Commons stuff. But it's.
That's all right. You work for Blizzard, don't you?
At some point, yes.
I'm a major stockholder. Does that count?
That works.
I'm one of the founders. Don't tell them.
I wrote StarCraft. They stole it from me.
I actually Diablo 3.
We're all playing Diablo 3 right now.
That got loose.
Speaking of games that ended in 3, did anybody see that? I think it's Activision finally caved on the Battlefield 3 DLC for pre-orders.
That's not the first time this has happened. I believe it's actually. Isn't it EA? That was doing that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Activision, I don't know. But this has happened in the past.
No, I think you're right. I think it was EA.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was even EA that had planned on doing this in the past, and there was a big uproar on the internet, and it worked, and they ended up canceling what they were going to do.
Well, it's really more of a tempest in a teapot, because the only places people were really complaining about it were, like, Reddit, Dig, and their forums.
Yeah.
Okay, for people not in the know, what happened?
Basically, they had a bunch of downloadable content that they were going to give free to everybody who pre-orders. And basically, it's like an incomplete game without this content. So they're basically forcing you to pre-order in order to get this, or pay a bunch of extra money in order to get it.
Guns and stuff are missing. It's not like most DLCs, which are like an extra gun which looks kind of nice and some maps. It's sort of like, you know, when you start Battlefield Bad Company and you go to play as a medic and you can't use a med pack because you haven't played enough. Which, that shit still pisses me off. I mean...
Yeah,
DLC should be something on top of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't give you an advantage over other players. And that's pretty much what they were doing.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fine if you get, like... pre-order, there's no point buying it.
Yeah. You know, if you, there's like, you know, it's a different skin or decals or something like that, that's fine. But, not something that actually changes the gameplay.
Well,
or a new hat in Team Fortress.
Right. Well, the thing that got me about it was the way that, if you think about it, it's a way of trying to get people to buy the game before they've even had a chance to see reviews of it. Like, that's sort of what I did for Duke Nukem Forever, but that's my own fault. We talked about Duke Nukem Forever on Tuesday. It was an awesome show. If you missed it, ha-ha. But, now we've got, like, 3 backup recorders going, but that's not the point. I pre-ordered...
for the backups.
Yeah, I pre-ordered Duke Nukem Forever because it's fucking Duke Nukem. I loved 3D, and I was going to play it. And then I went and saw the reviews of it. I'm like, oh, this is a generic Halo clone. Do I want to cancel my pre? Oh, I can't. Well, I could. I just have to call Steam and say, yeah, I saw the reviews. I'd like to cancel my pre-order. But and they'd probably do it. That's the thing. Most everything I've seen on Steam support, they're usually pretty good about stuff like that. But
They are.
I didn't. And I've been playing the game. I've put a couple hours into it, and I'm currently at a boss fight that's kind of silly. But like I was saying Tuesday, the game just. It's not a bad shooter, but it's not a good one either. So, if I had seen the reviews, I might not have pre-ordered it, even though it was Duke Nukem. So,
right.
Yeah, there were some really bad gameplay choices.
Yeah.
They didn't make any, they just stole them.
Well,
yeah.
And they have lots of driving sections. It's like, and they're way longer than they need to be.
Yeah.
Way once again, longer. Duke Nukem has never come out.
Yeah.
No, I don't care how bad it is.
A piece of poo and throw it.
Oh, that's actually kind of funny,
really
though.
Is.
I mean,
the way I look at it, I was expecting bad gameplay. Like, there was a reason why they weren't releasing it. It was a broken game, but just because it's Duke Nukem, it'll probably be worth picking up, just not at full price.
Oh yeah. Give it a couple of months. It'll be on Steam as like a $20 special. And it'll probably be worth picking up then, because it does have a multiplayer, and I haven't tried it yet. But if from what it looks like it's just your standard issue, you know, GibFest multiplayer, which looks like it could be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to try that out and get back to us about it. But since we've kind of petered off into a thing here, I'm going to go ahead and hit our break a little bit early. And that's kind of a long, track. It's System Shock, their album Virus Electro, track is Rewire. So that's actually a 5-minute track. We may cut that off a bit early, depending on how it sounds. If it's a good track, I'll let it play. Hell, I don't know. I didn't pick tracks before the show, so this track might be really bad.
We'll play it by ear.
No, literally, you know. Well. we can always fall back on some of your stuff, Tack, so, I mean, you know. But we're going to go ahead and go to break, and, you know, if this track's really bad, we'll close out the show with something to Tack and pick something good for a change. So, so muting the call and hitting play now. We'll be right back. all back here. And by the way, according to Skype, I have a lot of background noise. So... yeah, that was a bit over... Felt like the
It does that sometimes with music. Music came through just fine.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I meant the track itself felt like it was a bit overdone.
oh.
But actually,
I liked
though,
it.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not
bad. How to use FL Studio Filters 101.
Well, actually, it's really funny. I was looking through the folder here with all the tracks in it, trying to find one to close out on. And we've got one. We'll close out another Virus Electro song here. But I noticed they've got all these pictures in their track folder, too, here. And they're funny looking because it's like, oh, look, people who don't know how to go goth trying to go goth with white. It's like, what the hell? These pictures are really weird. But, yeah. I might drop one of these in Skype just so you guys can see this because some of these are funny.
Cool.
Let me find the one that was really funny. Oops. Crap. Well, while I learn how to work Windows, what else we got?
I don't know what we were talking about before.
You're probably going to touch on the whole LulzSec situation.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go. I found the picture that I was looking at that I thought was really funny looking. This is apparently the group. But I'll drop that in there so you all can look at that and be horrified. But
quick file transfer in the middle of a show.
Yay!
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're not overtaxing my bandwidth at all.
What is LulzSec? Who put that video out that I watched, Morps?
That was anonymous. Yeah, now we're getting all the Skype sounds. Laura's going to kill me.
Yeah.
In the first couple of early shows where you would, get the Skype chat messages before I fixed that, I would get a message from Laura saying, you need to fix that. So he's gonna get on me about that.
It adds character.
Oh, and by the way, we went and found Knox in the middle of the break. So,
I haven't heard anything from him.
And then I received pictures of Sparkle Goths.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
His parents must be proud. Especially the son, the lead.
Yeah, he
is that a guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason
I vote for use of fire.
There's a reason Bondage here doesn't come in white. And I'll let the home viewers figure that out for themselves.
Yes, the home viewers, they're looking in our windows watching us do the show right now. Anyways.
Oh, no, they're watching from across this table and they're making hand gestures at me and I can't read their lips while their headphones are on.
Knox, are you in public? Knox, are you in public?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How many listeners do we have now? Because I've been saying we have two.
Are you apple fagging it in a coffee shop pretending to be a writer?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, can you grab a random person going past and just throw them on mic?
Oh, that'd be great.
No, I've secluded myself in a corner here.
Oh, that's what the trink dots are for.
Like any tactical loner, Knox has secured himself right at the back away from any prying eyes.
Yes, go out in public.
Physical firewall.
Go out in the public, hide in the back. Don't socialize. I like it.
A good 200 miles away from home, and nobody will recognize me.
Are you in a Rasta coffee shop? My God, Knox.
Where are you, Knox? Where are you?
Rasta music?
No, it's just some Starbucks that fancies itself that.
Ooh, it's even a Starbucks.
Okay, well let's see here. LulzSec, there's they had their huge email drop this morning, and I actually immediately pulled their text file down. I'm following them on Twitter now because I feel like I need to keep an eye on them. I don't know, but yeah, as soon as I saw what they released, it's like, oh God, pulled it down and quickly pulled that up and started searching through it for email addresses I knew.
Right,
but yeah, it's a good idea.
Actually, we F-Secure put out a statement. They think that the they think it's a site dump of the, or the user database from writerspace.com.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the first credible thing I've heard. A lot of people thought it was some porn site or maybe out of the CIA. But
definitely not the CIA.
Well,
yeah, the problem is it's so hard to verify.
Well, the way they're doing it, and I can link you all the article here in Warning for Scripts, because this site recently went script crazy. But there's the article I'm looking at. Mikko H. Hippen, CRO of F-Secure, the list of 26,000 emails and passwords just released by Lulzsec is probably the user database of Rightspace. He gives the reason that the most common passwords include mystery, bookworm, reader, romance, library, book lover, and writer space. So he thinks that's where it comes from.
Well, it's better than God.
Considering Lulzsec really likes the SQL injection, I don't doubt that that's a website's user database. So
yeah.
You know, what they've probably
done.
Yeah,
it's definitely not like the passwords for those email addresses. It's definitely like registered for some other site.
Well, but if somebody uses the same password for their email.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of
which I'm sure is
that.
Like a good, at least 50% of those.
Oh, be a good chunk of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. And of course, when you look through it there, most of those passwords are really shitty, too. Let's see. Did anybody not get the file when I linked it earlier? Because thing I did was I pulled it down and started looking for our domain from work, looking for anybody who got compromised so I can get a hold of the email admins and get their account shut down quick. So
right.
Which, you know, there was only one, and we got that handled. But, yeah. So. But, yeah, I was going through and checking for all kinds of emails to make sure it wasn't, you know, me or anybody I actually care about. So. Yeah, there's 65,000 strangers. So it's like, okay, I'm fine. They can have their passwords revealed. I don't care. But, you know, the thing is with Lulzsec and to an extent Anonymous, and RU was watching an Anonymous video earlier where they're not very happy with Ben Bernanke.
Mm-hmm. Well, do they blatantly, openly threaten Ben Bernanke?
Oh, yeah. But the problem is everything they point out is not exactly wrong. I think it's an awesome video. It's they're trying a little hard on it, but I think it's an awesome video.
Yeah. It's fun to fuck with people, but do not threaten the masters. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, when you start going after the elite bankers, that's usually the people who shoot back. And
yeah, you're only going to have a weird sort of suicide.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, right? And that's what I'm worried about with these groups is I think what they're doing is great because it's job security for me, you know? I mean, that's my job's network security, and so this is actually getting management going, hey, you guys might want to look at what's happening out there. So they're leverage for me, right? I can play the fear card again without too much of a problem. Admittedly, the fear card...
do your job now.
Right. They'll actually, you know, it's like, hey... you know, as opposed to, you know, just having us admin the firewalls, why don't you listen to some of this stuff that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And
You
know, why don't you let me actually have a crack at the data center as opposed to every time I'm doing that screaming, hiding under the table?
You know, with this whole Lulzsec thing, there's a lot of talk that there's a possibility that it's a false flag operation, which it is a possibility.
It's awfully well done if it's a false flag. I mean, they've got the memes down.
Oh, yeah, but that honestly wouldn't be that hard. Like, if you've got somebody who's been hanging out in 4chan for a couple of months, they'd have it down.
That's true.
Like, if it was going to be, like, a real false flag operation, that we wouldn't be able to tell one way or another if they did it well. So it's a possibility. That's really all I'm saying.
Well,
and you know, it is essentially in the, like, what is it, CIA guidebook, like this exact situation. So it's definitely something to keep in mind when watching the news and everything.
Well, we've got actually, I've got it for IHN, but we have the Lulzsec voicemail messages, so I can play one of those now if you like.
All right.
The voicemail box of Pierre Duvoir and Francois Deluxe. We are not available right now as we are busy raping your internet. Leave a message and we will get back to you whenever we feel like.
A little hard to make out. I need to clean it up. But
yeah,
so, you know, we were busy raping your internets. I mean, like I said, they've got the memes down. So
yeah. You know, speaking of their voicemail box, I believe they'd actually forwarded that to a couple of different places.
Last I heard, they were pointing it at HB Gary. And they got...
Yeah.
They did magnets.com as well.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of calls coming through.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're getting a ton of response. They're making it mainstream hardcore, so... It's going to be interesting seeing what comes of all this, but what I worry about, and the point I'm trying to make, is I'm afraid we're going to see the kind of crackdown coming that you haven't ever seen before on computer hacking. I mean, Operation Sun Devil compared to what's going to be coming from because of these guys is going to be nothing.
Well, yeah, that's almost why I think
again,
that
this time it'll happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's almost why I think it's a false flag operation, because they're just being so incredibly blatant, and they're going after so many of these huge, high-profile targets that are going to get them locked away for life if they get caught.
Well, there are, you know, just speaking to somebody who knows, there are plenty of ways to do this without getting caught, but it's not so much laws, it's they have a lot, the people they're attacking have a lot of money, and they can buy the lawyers to invent the laws. That's not a problem. I mean,
well, at the moment, there technically is no real laws for this shit.
This Computer Fraud and Abuse Act.
But yeah, it's very broad, and any legal mind worth half its salt is going to be able to get you off any of those charges because the law is so broad.
True.
All we're going to see is specification in the law now of what is technically a fucking crime using telecommunications.
Well, this goes back
but
to
if
the point
they got it right, that wouldn't be bad.
Well, they're not going to get it right.
Well, that's a problem.
No, that's
everyone
a problem.
Knows that.
You know,
it's going to be the stick.
Well, again, you know, this,
anybody who uses this here Internet of Tubes to create crime in the internet.
Well, this comes back to some points we were hitting Tuesday, but it's people who don't know how to use email writing the laws that are going to govern the entire internet. I'm sorry, email's been around since the 80s. You don't have an excuse. The other thing is we have
penis go on internet. What?
Yeah.
5,000 people saw it.
Or like that Tennessee law where it's like, oh no, anything that goes on the internet that could offend somebody is, you know, we can't have that. What the hell? I mean, grow up.
Yeah.
Well, that law right there is completely unconstitutional.
True.
It can't hold up in court.
You can't even enforce
will
it
in some cases. Yeah.
Right, yeah, you enjoy your American Constitution there, but I know here we're going to get fucking raped.
Well, they're ignoring it already. I mean, I got really pissed about that, you know, last Saturday. I mean, they're already ignoring it, the damn thing, and doing what they want. And just this comes back to the point we were talking about Tuesday. You know, why do I lose my rights on something just because it's digital? If I print out a bunch of papers, put them in a file folder, put them in a briefcase, and lock it, I have more legal rights to protect that locked briefcase and the key to it, or the combination, than I do encrypting my files and putting them on a laptop. If I encrypt my files and put them on a laptop, the government's going to come up and say, "What's the password?" And be like, I choose not to incriminate myself. I'm not going to give you my password. And, you know, that's when they break out the $5 wrench, right? And just go to town.
And people already have tried that defense, and it did not work.
No, it doesn't work. It's you know, you will give us the password, and it's like I have a legal right not to do that. And it's like, no, actually, you don't give us the password. And TAC, actually, I think your country has some amazing laws regarding computer passwords.
Hmm.
Like if a government official asks you for your password, it's a crime not to give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you get suspected of any kind of computer crime, they will confiscate all of your equipment, and you won't get it back.
Yeah, it's same here.
And when you say, like, all of your equipment, like, this is including, like, monitors and televisions and, like, old VCRs hanging out in your closet, like, everything electronic.
Yep, all your video
games.
Also
important to note out, this is if you get accused, not if you actually did anything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Why is this with this new digital fucking bullshit that just being accused now, you're already tagged, bagged, and fucking put away?
Well, you know, 10 years ago...
Because they don't want you to change in.
You know, 10 years ago during the 90s, when we had the first, you know, quote-unquote hacker crackdown, again, reference Operation Sun Devil and, you know, the original Computer Fraud and Abuse Act that went into play in the 80s, they had an excuse in that a lot of this stuff was still new at the time, but that's not valid anymore. I mean, we've got entire generations of kids who've grown up knowing what a fucking start menu is, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole excuse of, well, these people are just old and they don't know and they're just going to have to die, that's not good enough anymore because it's been around long enough. XP is 10 fucking years old.
Well, oh, really?
Not really. What is it? 12? It's 8. 8 or 9.
Okay. I mean, I feel old.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been around long enough that claiming these people just don't understand is the only reason you don't understand at this point is because you don't want to.
And I'll take that to a little bit farther. It come down to having, how do you force a change? I mean, basically, we can't elect these folks. Most of these guys are hired by the people that we elect. So what will it take, you know, to make the change?
These people that we elected, they don't know these things for just about anything. If there's not a lobbyist telling them what to do, they don't know what to do on anything.
That's no excuse.
Yeah. Fair enough, man. Good comment.
It's true, but it's no excuse. I mean, that pisses me off right there. It's like, oh, they're too busy getting fucked up on cognac and fucking interns to actually go out and maybe read. You know, it doesn't take that long to get up to speed.
Or just exposing himself on Twitter.
Well, there's that. Yeah. Well, he Wiener's resigning for that, isn't he?
I can't believe
it. I don't understand this. Like, you know, you've got these people who, you know, corruption charges, fuck, like taking campaign donations and, you know, conflicts of interest and all this other stuff, which is actually really bad. And then one fucking penis gets on the internet. Oh no, a penis on the internet. Who would have thought it?
Well, it's
he fucking resigns.
Yeah.
Like, no shit.
They made such a big deal. I mean, you know, Barney Frank is still in the damn House of Representatives, and he was running a freaking gay brothel out of his apartment. You know, in Wiener's defense, I do not like the guy. You know, my politics aside, I've never liked Anthony Wiener. Anytime you've seen him on TV, he's done nothing but make an ass of himself. Fine. I don't, you know, but this is a hell of a double standard. He never actually touched anybody. He literally took a picture and sent it out over the internet, or a couple of pictures, and, you know, amidst having, you know, he was chatting with people on Facebook. Oh my God. I mean.
Yeah. So let's recap. It's his own intellectual property, and he's talking with consenting adults. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, true. The moral argument is he was being, you know, he's being, what is it? Well, he wasn't, I'm blanking on words. Words. What do they mean? He wasn't being faithful to his wife, and admittedly, he'd only been married a year, so that's a little weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a little odd, but it's not like he ever actually slept with any of these women. So what the hell?
Let's back the fuck up.
And Clinton got a fucking blowjob in office and then lied about it under oath and didn't have anything happen to him. I mean,
dude, Clinton was the guest speaker at his wedding.
I know!
It's for fucking Hillary Clinton!
I know!
Like, you didn't know the character of the man with the people he hangs out with? Hell, you hang out with Ted Bundy, the idea you may be a fucking killer. Hang out with Clinton, you may be a womanizer. For fuck's sake!
I mean, it's just...
I might have to stop hanging around with you guys, then.
I'm just amazed at the double standard. I really am.
Yeah.
It's just strange to see... Now, I've seen plenty of people on the other side, you know, the Republicans get drummed out for... you know, moral issues, but that's because a lot of Republican voters actually care about moral issues. Like, as in, they won't vote for people because of that. Democrats, they'll condone it, but they'll still vote for the guy if he's got the right policies, right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
And you know, like, when it comes to, like, religious morals, you know, and, like, ones that don't really hurt anybody one way or another, like, you know, public nudity. Yeah, okay, it's a little bit offensive, but really, is that really as bad?
It's only offensive if you're a fat, ugly chick. If you're not, if you're hot, you can be naked in public. I won't have a problem with it.
I object to that. Those are good too. I like those.
But, like, those types of morals are purely based on religion and really shouldn't have any place in politics. Now,
I was gonna say, in the U.S. it's unconstitutional. I mean, to put one religion over another, or I should say it's to have a state religion. Well, passing laws based on a morality would essentially be, you know, ensconcing a state religion kind of in a backhanded way.
Well, you know, like some morals are good, like thou shalt not kill.
I really didn't want to take the show political. Go ahead and finish out. I'm just thinking in the background. This is supposed to be a tech show.
Oh, yeah, no, you're totally right. Yeah, I'll keep my mouth shut.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You can finish the rant. I'm just like, wait a minute. I only brought it up because it was related to Twitter, but...
No, that's pretty much all I had to say anyway, so...
I didn't mean
no
to
crazy
off,
rant.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just, you know...
Oh, no worries.
It's like, if we want to have a politics show, we can set up... It's not like we're hurting for airtime. We've got 24 hours to fill. If somebody wants to do a politics show, you know, get a hold of me, morps@agentparanoia.com or galaxy15.com or I think I've got a Gmail, too, now that I think about it.
So getting back to your salient point, Morps, was that this shouldn't just happen. It shouldn't just be accepted by people. Why aren't people angry about this? Actually protesting.
Well, they're not paying attention, obviously. They're watching American Idol or Survivor or, you know, down at KFC stuff in their face. I mean, that's...
Well, it's not sexy news.
There's that.
No.
Well...
So we need to get porn stars to support this, and then it'll become mainstream?
No, we need to get porn stars to read about it on TV.
Okay.
So we need to get Anthony to get on TV and read about, you know, the stuff we care about.
Oh,
I couldn't
finish
it. I couldn't finish it. I'm sorry. Oh. Wow, it's been a hell of a show tonight. Not almost up to Tuesdays. Not quite there. So, weren't we originally talking about LulzSec?
That was almost a running theme.
Yeah.
How did we get from there to here?
Simple. We went from LulzSec to the crackdown to the politicians that will be cracking down on us and the, you know, the global fucking mosses or whatever you want to call it.
Actually, that makes sense.
We went through a stargate somewhere.
I think
and
we did.
Yeah, we had to define morality and
the hypocrisy.
And then we end up in a Starbucks.
Playing Rasta music.
Hang on. I don't have a quick button, but hang on.
Winning.
There it is.
I only get 3 minutes of talking,
or
I'll buy that fair use.
Winning.
Okay,
this is the first time I've seen someone do this for a public access network.
We've finally gotten rid of this.
Oh, Swamp's going to get pissed.
Yeah, we hit it or not, he dug up the copy.
I'm building a new controller, you know that, right?
Fair enough.
Oh.
Come on, you all know you missed the...
Toasty!
I love the Toasty.
No, it's just BSV. No.
You'll not do that again for fear of nuclear strike.
I can pull out the 50 DKP minus one.
That's okay.
I don't have quick buttons. I've got to do it all with the mouse because the controller's broken. So that's why I'm not very snappy on the buttons. So I think we're
you
just going
to
wrap up the show.
To plan another strike and take this new controller out. So get your people on that.
They're already sabotaging his supplies.
Sabotaging his supplies. Hang on, I got to go spray the. I just sprayed the garage for bugs. So, you know. Sorry about your people there.
Do you know how hard it is to train bugs to do your bidding?
Bindi, no!
All right, I think we've gone as far off the trails. I mean, we can't even see the train tracks from here. We're so far off the rails. So I think we're going to wrap it up with there. I've got another... what are you going to say, BSV?
I was just stating that question if we had rails to begin with.
I don't think we did. I intended on having them, and I didn't really... Playing the show, it was crazy at work, so I didn't, you know, look up any topics or anything. I just kind of hit on some stuff and... You know, brought the entire IHN crew on to bullshit, so. Which works rather well, actually. So, when I want to be lazy, I just bring as many people onto the show as possible. So.
Something's going to happen.
There you go.
And if you'd like to be on the show, rock down to Gen Con. Wait, if you can find us. That's right. I'll be the one screaming, tase him harder, bitches!
And I'll be the one being tased. Anyways, so I'm going to wrap up there just because things are getting weird. We've got another... oh, shit, I'll close the thing.
Virus Electro System Shock.
Virus Electro, this one is the No Resist Broken Remix by Resist. And it's another long one, so... Again, we'll do like we did last time. I'll just watch the chat for a vote. If we get enough votes, I'll just kill it. So, with right. we'll get an appropriate sound effect up here to kill it with. There we go. All right, so I'm now going to mute the call, play the music, and call it a night. We'll be right back.
decision. We will get back to you whenever we feel like.